The Brewers are in Pittsburgh Wednesday. Stephen Brault making the start for the Pirates. He's pitched well of late, and that would continue on this night. In the third inning, he's trailing 2-0 before Adam Frazier helps him and the Pirates get even.
Lifts the leg and deals. Frazier launches one deep right field. Back on it, Santana. Pirates just off the top of the fence. One run is in. Here comes a second run. The throw will go to third. Frazier is into third as Shaw lost the ball momentarily. That ball nearly got out of the ballpark. Instead, it's a two-run triple, and we're back to square one. It's a 2-2 game. Payoff pitch to Marte. Line to center. It's a base hit. Frazier's going to come in and score, and the Pirates have their first lead of the series. It's 3-2. Three balls, one strike. Schugel kicks and throws. Low, ball four. Brewers take the lead on a bases-loaded walk to Stephen Vogt. That is the fifth walk of the inning. And the Brewers, there have been times where they have been criticized for their lack of patience and the amount of strikeouts. But right now in this seventh inning, they've drawn five walks and two of them so far have scored. Here comes the 0-1 to Freeze. Curveball tapped out in front of home plate. Knebel, bare hands, fires to first, wide down the right field line. McCutchen's going to score and the game is tied. Knebel's 1-1. Hit in the air, right field and deep. It is gone. Adam Frazier beats the Brewers on a two-run walk-off home run in the bottom of the ninth. Final score, Pirates 6, Brewers 4.
The Pirates snap a season-long 7-game losing streak. They defeat the Brewers 6-4 on Wednesday. Adam Frazier drives in 4, going 2-for-5. Starling Marte 2-for-4 with an RBI. Domingo Santana paints the Brewers going 1-for-3 with a run, an RBI and a couple of walks. But Milwaukee misses a chance to get even with the Rockies for the second wild card. Stephen Brault pitched well for the Pirates. 5 innings, 4 hits, 2 runs, a walk and 3 strikeouts in a no decision. The Brewers miss a chance to get even with the Rockies for the second wild card as they drop a 6-4 game in Pittsburgh on Wednesday. Afterwards, here's Brewers manager Craig Counsell.
I mean, that that's the game we would manage if we have the lead, and that's how we have to do it. We were going to be in straits tomorrow in any game of this type. So some other guys are going to step up tomorrow, and that'll be the story.
Should Knebel have eaten that? I mean, this is hindsight. Should Knebel have eaten that ball?
I mean, he's out with a good throw, I think. So, you know, it's. You know, the guy, he's trying to make a play, and he, I think there was a play to be made. You know, obviously that's the ball that hurts you, the ball that gets thrown away to that side, even to the other side, it might not hurt you even.
Was there any concern with Swarzak after he seemed like it hit him in the glove or the hand?
No, I wasn't.
Or was it just the match?
No, I wasn't concerned with Anthony's, health. I mean, as far as the line drive, and just. It was at the point where he obviously worked really. I thought he worked hard yesterday. The day before, and it was just going to Corey for 4 outs. I mean, that was as simple as that, really.
With the homer, it's Knebel's been so good for so long. It just what do you have to say about giving up a homer there?
Well, he's been so good. The other team's trying to get him. We haven't seen guys get him very often. I think the guy's good. Frazier's an excellent hitter, a tough hitter. And he got a good fastball and he hit it.
Well, you had opportunities. I mean, you have Braun up there twice, bases loaded first and then.
Yeah,
in the ninth.
I mean, we had certainly runners on base and multiple innings to add on to just that next run obviously would have been a big deal. Weren't able to get it across. We had some big at-bats to take the lead. Eric's base hit, obviously, and then, Steven with the pinch hit walk, Walker with the pinch hit walk. So, the guys off the bench, the lefties off the bench put together that inning, really, and did an outstanding job. And, you know, you get the lead, and Josh threw a nice inning, and you know, we figured we got six outs to get with Anthony and Corey, and it just didn't work tonight. There was a break that kind of just didn't go our way. You know, we just didn't make a play, and a tough play. And so be it, man. We got to come back in tomorrow and go get them. I think that's, the atmosphere that we're going into tonight, tomorrow is good for us because of after a game like this. You're going to be very aware of the game, of what's going on. So it's a good game for us tomorrow after a game like this. I'm excited, and those guys are excited about it.
Well, how many times have we talked about just how this group has been so good at turning the page?
Yeah, and it's a night that, when we get this deep, we've talked about the losses hurt more, the wins feel so much better. It hurts. You know, this one hurts for sure. But I think what we're doing tomorrow, lets you turn.
Thursday, the Brewers start an important home series against the Cubs. The Pirates get a day off before hosting the Cardinals Friday.